The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Do you want to read today's mailbag?
Yes, please. Monday, okay. Mailbag drive at jacarandafm.com. If you've got anything you need to get off your chest, and hopefully on a Monday we can kind of sort it out. Hi, Rob and Roz.
Hi.
My husband is driving me crazy and I need help. At least once a week I get home after a long day. I usually get home around 7 and I find people in my house. Friends, family, in-laws, etc. I had no idea they were going to be there. Now I need to chat, host, make dinner for everyone, etc. It drives me up the wall. We've had many conversations about this. He just claims he did tell me or that he forgot to mention it. How am I going to get through to this man? Thanks, Mandy.
Oi, listen, that's a thing, right? Because if you've had a long day at work and you just want to get home, take your shoes off, unbutton whatever, take off those tight constricting clothes, you know what I mean? Get rid. Sit on your couch and have 5 minutes of quiet and you walk in the door and ask mensen nie huis. Nee.
Luister, jy het alles nou gepreface met if you've had a long day. Even if I worked for half an hour, ek wil nie by die huis aankom en daar's mense waarvan ek nie vooraf geweet het nie, wat daar sit. En nou verwag ek moet gasvrou speel. No ways, man.
Does anyone have that response? Does anyone walk into their house, find unannounced guests and go, oh, it's so nice to see you, let's hang out. Stay for dinner. Does anyone have that response? I don't think so.
No ways.
Well, look, I mean, I think I would just pretend to be going to just get some snacks. And then I'd go to the bar and come back at 10.
because I'm
just not ready to deal with it. So I'm just like, not. So
but Joe, not that do still it doesn't solve your problem that you tired are not in your house when you want to be in your house.
Alone and quiet.
Which is your place, you know, Nia. Hier is vir my rarig. En wat vir my rarig uitstaan van die epos wat ons gekry het is, we have had many conversations about this. No. Like, if someone in a relationship or in a house living situation, of it nou a kamermaat is, of huismaat, of wat ook al, like, if the person has said, this is making me uncomfortable, it's making me stressed, because now I must, ek moet nou die mense uitsort.
Ja.
En dit is die laaste ding wat ek wil doen.
If they're like your partner's friends, I assume you know them. Right? So that's easy.
Yeah.
But what if like you have a housemate and hierdie is nie eers jou mense nie. En hulle is in jou huis.
No, this is a bigger problem for me than just the letting people in and having jewels whenever.
If you got home and Chris had some mates over, would you feel comfortable just being like, enjoy yourselves, I'm going to the room?
I would, yeah. But that's because of the person that I am. Maybe I'm just not all that social. But I self hulle met sorg, want ek gaan nie uit my pad uit vir mense wat ek nie geweet gaan by my huis wees nie. I'm sorry. Like, if there's an open invite that I didn't know about, then that open invite must be for the people that are there.
084-8500-942. Is anyone thrilled to find unannounced guests in your house when you get home? Is that a thing? Is anyone excited? Is anyone so, like, into the spirit of hosting and having friends around that this would be a pleasant surprise for you? Or can we all unanimously agree that this is not a vibe?
Rika het reeds 'n boodskap gesê. Sy gestuur. Sy sê ek is met Joe. So she would just take herself out, go watch a movie, go chill somewhere else. Yeah.
It's like when I walked into the house at Varsity and my mom was cooking smoked haddock. And I walked in and I smelt it. And I walked back into the garage, got in my car and left. Party goed sien ons net die kans.
About uninvited guests. Mandy's husband brings people over. And she has no idea that people are going to be there. She comes home from work and Doris immense.
I'm just looking at this email again. At least once a week.
Yeah.
At least once a week, I get home after a long day, usually around 7 o'clock at night, and I find people in my house and I had no idea they were going to be there. Now I need to chat and host, make dinner for everyone, etc.
It's not even a weekend. Even if this happened on a weekend, I'd be upset. It's like, dit is 'n werksdag môre.
Op 'n Dinsdag, my bro.
Imagine, daar's dit die mense.
Oh, Mandy, you're so sweet. Volgende keer stap jy en jy sien Pietie, Jannie, Sannie is daar so. Dan vra jy jou man, so, seeing that everyone's invited, what's for supper? You don't get up and go make the supper. You expect to be served supper.
I agree with Jacqueline there, to be honest. Like, I don't know why you're taking it upon yourself to host.
Yeah. Frans was sit met 'n situasie wat hy eintlik nie, ek dink nie hy kan hier uitkom nie. My vrou het 'n naalsalon by die huis. So ek kom gedurig in die aande by die huis en mense sit in die sitkamer. Dit is aaklig. Ek ry sommer om die blok en gaan koop iets of ek vra vir my lady om vir my te laat weet is die coast clear. Is ek antisosiaal of soek ek net 'n paar minute stilte voor ek moet begin met aandete? François, I get it, bro.
Bro, also, like strangers. You are not being antisocial if you don't want to walk into your house with strangers around. You are not antisocial. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but then Jill sends a message that kind of reflects the other side of the situation. She says, oh, I'm easygoing. I don't have a problem with getting home to a house full of unexpected visitors.
You are the only one, Jill. You're the only one in the whole world. It is you. You're on your own there. Joe Man is a no. Roseanne is a no. I am a no. Our producers have got a face on in the background just thinking about the idea. Annelise, Robin Ross, ek was ook in daai boetjie gewees. Ons het al 'n paar keer daaroor gepraat. Ek het die ander dag by die huis gekom. Daar's 8 mense in die huis. She says she just went to bed.
Nee, ek het dit daksa doen. Jeff sê, total disrespect. My ex-wife used to invite her parents for a weekend without telling me and I had to spend my whole weekend entertaining instead of doing what I had planned.
In-laws gets more difficult.
Ay, Rob.
It's family, man.
Yeah, but she didn't tell him.
Yeah, I get it.
She didn't tell him. Nee, dit is regtig 'n situasie hier. Want my punt is, Mandy het ook in die mail gesê, hulle het al voorheen gesprekke hieroor gehad en dit maak haar ongemaklik. She doesn't enjoy it. So, as the husband, why would you continue to do something that is upsetting your wife?
At some point, as partners, if someone has said something more than once and asked you to do something, you should do it.
And I thank you.
If you keep ignoring that, then there's a little bit of disrespect going on there.
You're near
it's just my 2 cents worth. But yeah, I don't think anyone wants to walk in and have strangers in your house.
Imagine.
For a jol in Iviek, a sang Iviet ni. It's just that energy level mismatch.
And even if it's not at all, like listen, maybe they're having a watch party of some sport game or they're all kind of sorting themselves with food or whatever. It's the fact that there are people in your space that you were not expecting to have in your space. But jou heeltemal kan gooi.
No, we are 100% team Mandy. How am I going to get through to this man, Mandy? I don't know. Should we send her copies of all the WhatsApps we've got?
Maybe.
Just be like, listen. The whole of Jacaranda FM land says no.
Hier is vir jou 'n playlist van WhatsApps wat jou ondersteun, Mandy.
Mandy's man must not.